From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Next week is gearing up to be a busy one at the Missouri State Capitol. Here's a preview of the major topics coming up in the legislature. The bill to create a statewide prescription drug monitoring program after hours of House debate is set for a final vote when lawmakers return on Monday. The House has passed this legislation before, but the hangup is in the Senate. Columbia's Caleb Rowden is the majority floor leader in the Senate. Speaking with reporter Jacqueline Driscoll, Rowden says he's committed to passing the bill, but he expects the same pushback he's seen before. Other big topics include the possibility of Hyperloop tube transportation coming to Missouri and eminent domain regarding power lines. Another new bill in the Missouri House could save the state more than $100,000 in prison costs. Cassidy Arena has more.
The bill would allow prison inmates over the age of 65 with life sentences access to parole. This wouldn't include sex offenders or repeat felony offenders. The bill, sponsored by Representative Tom Hannigan, a Republican from St. Charles, provides a light at the end of the tunnel for the eligible offenders. Jeff Mazansky is a former inmate sentenced to life without parole for marijuana-related offenses. He was released after 22 years. Mazansky says most of the time, released offenders just want to spend time with their families.
You're never giving that person a chance to come out and do anything in their life, even if it's just to go home and die with their family.
The rate of recidivism in those above age 50 are essentially zero, according to the ACLU. I'm Cassidy Arena.
The Missouri Ethics Commission leveled a $178,000 fine against former Governor Eric Greitens' campaign for reporting violations, although the final tab is expected to be much lower. This ordeal began soon after Greitens resigned in June 2018, when three lawmakers filed an ethics complaint alleging a host of campaign finance violations. After nearly 20 months, the Ethics Commission has dismissed most of the claims, except for two involving a failure to report activities paid for by other committees that benefited Greitens' campaign. Greitens' attorney, Catherine Hanaway, says the consent order specifically said there was no evidence the former governor knew of the violations or committed any wrongdoing. Speaking with reporter Jason Rosenbaum, Hanaway says the consent order personally exonerates Greitens with respect to his campaign. The commission ruled the $178,000 fine can be reduced to $38,000 if it's paid in 45 days. Candace Holmes Barnes has filed a $2.4 million lawsuit collectively against Columbia Public Schools and the Columbia Police Department. The lawsuit, filed on January 27th in Boone County, is in response to the wrongful arrest of Holmes Barnes' daughter at Smithton Middle School in January 2019. Holmes Barnes maintains her daughter was discriminated against, which has resulted in emotional distress, mental health diagnoses, and cyberbullying. Holmes Barnes' daughter was arrested on January 10, 2019, after school officials said she attacked another student who ended up being treated for injuries. It was determined to be a case of mistaken identity, and Holmes Barnes' daughter was released after a night in juvenile detention. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.